I like originals. Jocko was an original.
You gotta understand, this was 1976. Musicians owned the music business. Everybody was experimenting. If you didn't, you were corny.
It was a musical movement going on, and we were in it. So Google it, baby.
I was a kid, and I was just like, this guy is the coolest rhythmographer that ever lived.
Whether we like it or not, it's not necessarily music that makes us play a certain way. It's the life we live. It's our experiences.
That was Flea there at the end from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And Bootsy Collins. The film is full of musicians from all of the musical worlds, from pop, from jazz, from funk, from R&B, all of whom were touched and influenced by Jocko, and all who had terrific stories about him.
A brief life. I mean, that he's not in the 27 Club, but we lost him way too early.
That's true. Yeah, no, his life began to unravel in his 30s. I mean, at that particular time, everybody was, you know, drugs and alcohol were really commonplace in the music and touring worlds, and Jocko, already being a kind of wild, irrepressible spirit, took to that, and it didn't sit well with him, and he gradually became unraveled and unglued, and it led to a very sad and tragic end.
Does the movie... what's the tone of it? Concert movie, uplifting, kind of sad in parts?
I think mostly it's inspiring about his musical legacy. Yeah. It's very even-handed in how it treats his life. It's not maudlin in any way, but it doesn't gloss over the darker side of his personality and his life.
Matthew Goldwasser reviewing the documentary Jocko, which is available now on Amazon. Look forward to maybe some public screenings of this one.
Well, and I'm just going to, JockoTheFilm.com. It's a website.
Yeah.
And you can, there's DVD and Blu-ray right there.
One thing I wanted to add is that the DVD contains 100 additional minutes of outtakes, anecdotes, stories, as well as footage from the Hollywood Bowl Jocko's World tribute concert that occurred earlier in 2015.
Mm. I sat down with Andy O, who's a Sunday night host of The Night Side and a bass player, and he actually got up close and personal with Jocko once. So that's a story that I'm sure he'll tell some Sunday night. Matthew Goldwasser, what have you chosen to represent Jocko going out?
Well, there's so many to choose from, but here's something from Weather Report, from their best-selling album, Heavy Weather. This is a Jocko composition called Teen Town. And if you listen closely, not only will you hear his amazing bass, but he's doubling on drums. We'll be right back.